KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school basketball last night, in girls action, it was Red Oak defeating Atlantic 56-39 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Cade Walker at 17 points, Blake Bergren 16, and Grace Blomstead 13. To lead the way for the Tigers, Atlantic was led by Aaron Olson, who was the only player in double digits. She had 16 points last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 68-58. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 50-36. Shenandoah over Creston 55-49. Denison stepped out of conference to beat Carroll 58-19, and Clarinda, a non-conference win, 52-32 over Maryville, Missouri. In Western Iowa conference play last night, Susie Byland had a 20-point, 10-rebound performance, helping Audubon post a 45-34 win over Griswold. IKM Manning got 16 points out of Morgan Mulbauer in a 63-49 win over Trainer. Missouri Valley topped Riverside 56-40. It was Underwood beating AHST 55-43. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Adair Casey outlasting Coon Rapids Bayard 45-43. That was a double overtime matchup. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 57-40. It was Woodbine over Arweva 65-64. Peyton Sherdan defeating Exira EHK 58-49. Also around the region in girls hoops last night, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 62-40. It was Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 57-19. Essex beat Clarinda Academy 76-27. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 57-25. Guthrie Center over West Central Valley 49-43. Nottoway Valley was a winner over Lenox 63-31. Orient Maxburg down diagonal 41-30. Panorama over Earlham 59-26. And Sydney defeating South Page 43-21 in girls basketball last night. In boys basketball action in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic posting their first win of the season, a 66-31 victory over Red Oak, as Ryan Hawkins led the way with 18 points. Nick Podaisky had 11 points and 12 rebounds, while Garrett Franken in double digits with 10 points last night to help lead the Trojans. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Cole Neary scored 27 points, helping Kemper Catholic beat St. Albert 71-50. Creston beat Shenandoah 94-67. Glenwood in overtime, a 65-58 winner over Lewis Central. Also, Carroll knocked off Denison 65-50. It was Maryville, Missouri over Clarinda 48-44. In Western Iowa Conference play, Sam Wagner had 20 points, leading IKM Manning over Trainer 63-57. Griswold beat Audubon 53-35. Missouri Valley over Riverside 52-46. Underwood beat AHST 52-28. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley beat Cam 62-38. Connor Bell had 13 to lead Cam. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 55-34. Peyton Sherdan over Exira EHK 48-32. West Harrison topping Glidden Ralston 58-42. Arweva beat Woodbine 75-45. Also around the area last night in boys basketball, it was Bedford over Southwest Valley 57-37. Abraham Lincoln stopping Thomas Jefferson 61-47. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 66-50. Essex over Clarinda Academy 47-43. Guthrie Center beat West Central Valley 47-36. Heartland Christian over Stanton 57-55. Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 58-37. Panorama over Earlham 64-51. Sydney beat South Page 86-35 in boys basketball last night. In college hoops, the Kansas Jayhawks have a two-game losing streak after they dropped a battle of rated teams. Scotty Wilbekin scored a career-high 18 points, and Dorian Finney-Smith added 15 as 19th-rated Florida topped the 13th-ranked Jayhawks 67-61. Wilbekin made 7 of 12 shots and added 6 assists to help the Gators extend their home winning streak to 21 games. Also, 11th-ranked Kentucky beat Boise State 70-55 behind James Young's 21 points. Julius Randle had 17 points and 11 rebounds for the Wildcats. Kevin Pangos scored 11 of his 18 points in the final 6 minutes to help number 20 Gonzaga rally from 10 points down. They beat West Virginia 80-76 last night. In the NBA, it was Indiana over Miami 90-84. Cleveland beat New York 109-94. San Antonio outscored Toronto 116-103. Brooklyn over Boston 104-96. Minnesota beat up on Detroit 121-94. Oklahoma City over Atlanta 101-92. Milwaukee edging Chicago 78-74. And Phoenix dumped the LA Lakers 114-108. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Los Angeles 6-0 over Montreal. Columbus beat New Jersey 5-4. Buffalo went to a shootout to beat Ottawa 2-1. Washington also needed a shootout to beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Florida wins in a shootout 3-2 over Detroit. Nashville beat the New York Rangers 4-1. St. Louis over Winnipeg 2-1. Chicago beat Dallas 6-2. Phoenix over Colorado 3-1. Boston a 2-1 winner over Calgary. Edmonton wins in overtime over Carolina 5-4. And the New York Islanders beat San Jose by a score of 3-2. In college football news, Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson says no decision has been made about the future of Longhorns football coach Mack Brown. The statement by Patterson came several hours after OrangeBloods.com cited two unidentified sources in reporting that Brown will announce he's stepping down by week's end. Joe Jamail, Brown's longtime friend and attorney, told the Associated Press Tuesday that Brown has not resigned and that his future with Texas is still up to the coach. Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter isn't saying much about his recent interview with Boise State other than to confirm that it did take place. Cutter went 26-10 as Boise State's coach from 1998 to 2000. He was 40-34 at Arizona State from 2001 to 2006. Boise State is trying to replace Chris Peterson, who took the job at Washington. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship. When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic. Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Tuesday's edition of baseball's winter meetings has produced a three-team deal. The Arizona Diamondbacks have acquired outfielder Mark Trumbo from the Anaheim Angels in a deal involving the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox acquired outfielder Adam Eaton from Arizona for left-hander Hector Santiago, and the Diamondbacks then sent Santiago and left-hander Tyler Skaggs to the Angels for Trumbo. Arizona also will receive a player to be named or cash from each of the other clubs. Trumbo hit .234 with 34 homers and 100 RBIs this year. Santiago was 4-9 with a .356 earned run average in 23 starts and 11 relief appearances. Elsewhere, first baseman outfielder Garrett Jones and the Miami Marlins finalized a two-year, $7.75 million contract. The left-handed hitter batted .233 with 15 homers and 51 RBIs with Pittsburgh this year. He lost his starting job late in the season and batted only twice in the playoffs. Catcher J. Pierre Arencibia has come to terms on a $1.8 million one-year contract with Texas to likely be a backup to catcher Giovanni Soto. Arencibia hit .194 with 21 homers, 18 doubles, 55 RBIs in a career-high 138 games this year for Toronto. The Colorado Rockies have picked up starting pitcher Brett Anderson and cash from the Oakland Athletics for lefty Drew Pomerantz and minor league right-hander Chris Jensen. The 25-year-old Anderson was the Athletics starter on opening day this year before going 1-4 with a .604 earned run average in 5 starts and 16 appearances. Major League teams interested in Japanese pitcher Masahiro Tanaka still don't know if he'll be posted this winter. The president of the Rakuten Eagles says no decision has been made yet on whether Tanaka wants to pitch in North America this next year. And the St. Louis Cardinals hold their players to a high standard of conduct, and manager Mike Matheny is certain that Johnny Peralta will fit right in. The Cardinals' new shortstop was suspended last summer along as part of Major League Baseball's investigation into the Biogenesis Clinic. Peralta served a 50-game suspension and returned to the Tigers at the end of the regular season. Several players around the majors expressed anger when Peralta signed a $53 million four-year contract with St. Louis in November, but Matheny sees a player who is popular with his teammates and is working to make amends. Matheny says he's been very proud just from the outside of him being part of the club and watched how he's handled this. Matheny says he's been very remorseful, but taking it like a man, and he made a mistake, and that's what's happened. And he says now he'd like to move on, and Matheny says he gets that. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.